We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And joining us now on the workers' compensation law firm Holland Capitis fan hotline is John Wehner. John, this is great. We've been trying to get together, watch Penguins games in Florida. We've never done it. And then technically, when you're on the morning show and I can't take part in the interviews, I wanted to get you on. I am so happy we're able to spend a few quality moments together.
Finally, yeah. I think the last time we tried to do this, my dad was sick, so we couldn't do it. June 6th, actually, yeah. So. Finally, yeah, everything's good. Actually, I got back late last night. I was a little hesitant. I was on vacation last week. So, it's obviously always good to talk to you, Jim.
Yeah, I was off the last few days too. It's like, oh, I go back to work on Monday. It's like, oh, wait a minute. I go back to work on Sunday. Are you working today? Are you doing one of the game? Are you doing either TV or radio today?
No, back tomorrow, but,
we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know now. It's St. Louis, so yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, the update on that, by the way, is I heard from Jim Tredinnish, the Pirates communications guru. Apparently, there were three more positive tests with the Cardinals, and they're trying to figure out what the status of tomorrow's game is. So the team will not fly to St. Louis today. There still is a chance the game will be played tomorrow night. But the Cardinals are supposed to figure it out by 5 o'clock today. So, you know, by when the game ends, when this afternoon's game ends, and as long as, you know, there's not like four or five home runs in the first couple innings, then if it's over in three and a half hours or so, then we should get an idea. Okay, so you were on vacation. Did you? I want to say, are you more disappointed in the? This is the either or question. That the Pirates are 3-12 right now, and guys keep getting injured, and there's no update yet on Philip Evans. There will be later on today. But guys keep getting hurt all over the place. The team either can't hit or they can't stop the other team. Or are you more disappointed what happened to your Penguins? I know you're a big hockey fan.
You know, it's so weird. Like, hockey just popped up out of the blue. You know, there was so much baseball talk throughout the summer with, you know, the negotiations and when we were going to get back to play and everything else like that. So we knew baseball was going to be here. Hockey, to me, it just seemed like, you know, they started working out and now we're in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It just didn't really make sense to me. I did see all the games. I am disappointed that they're out. I thought the games were well played. I think Price was a little better than the Penguin goalies. I think that was the difference in the series. I can't sit here and say I'm disappointed the Penguins are out because I love nothing like playoff hockey, even though it's middle August and it doesn't make sense to me. The baseball side, it's incredible. I don't want to call it disappointing. I want to just say it's just terrible. Like what's going on with the injuries and everything else like that. I'm sorry, but I don't like to make excuses. You know, you look at what happened with that bullpen, not only the bullpen and all the injuries there, but, you know, the starting pitching, obviously with Tyone being out and then Archer's getting, you know, he's done for the year. So they're probably your top dogs. But offensively, they're struggling. They're a number of guys are struggling. You saw some offense here, obviously, this weekend against Detroit, especially a couple of high-scoring games there late in the week. But Yeah, it's just it's just like the perfect storm of bad going on with the Pirates right now. You know, it could be starting pitching, it could be relieving, it could be the offense. And you know, but I also think that they're dealing with a lot of issues in terms of the injuries. And boy, that was an ugly one yesterday. And again, hopefully, I echo what you say. Hopefully, Philip Evans is okay. He's a nice little diamond in the rough, what we've seen, and kind of come out of nowhere and has really played well and maybe the most consistent contributor offensively. And hopefully he's just, you know, I watched some UFC last night. That's what kind of it looked like. I mean, a forearm to the jaw, and hopefully it's just, you know, he just got knocked out and he'll be okay.
Have you ever been involved in a game where you were on field, or even if you were in the dugout, not in the game per se, where there was a collision like that?
Oh, the worst I've probably seen was Dave Clark and I want to say maybe Jacob Brumfield, where Dave Clark's head snapped against the wall and it looked like he broke his neck. That was an ugly one. And Dave Clark was a former boxer, a big guy, strong. And to see him woozy and laying there on the field, if I remember correctly, I think he was out. I don't think that there was much movement at first, and that was probably the scariest I remember in terms of people laying there and not moving. And he obviously went to the hospital. He was back, I think, by the end of the game, if I remember correctly, and he was perfectly fine, and I think he missed just a few days. But, as far as collision, I've been in a couple as far as mostly first base, running down the line, first baseman comes in the line, we collide. Once I was playing first base, and Joe Oliver, I took a throw inside the line, and we had a collision, but, you know, both of us got up relatively quickly, but, that yesterday, I don't know if I got, you know, the way, well, Clark, it did remind me of the Dave Clark thing because he was out and the way he went into a wall and to see Evans bounce like that, kind of as he, you know, landing face first on that warning track was, that was, again, it reminded you of a boxing match or a UFC fight. And again, hopefully there's no, you know, neck injury or back injury, and it was just, you know, he just got knocked out and he'll be okay.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get maybe by the preview when I don't know if Craig or Dan is doing the show today, but that we'll have an update by that, or maybe during Colin's show. Colin's on after I am at 9 o'clock. Just to get back to the baseball a little bit here, and you mentioned, you know, Evans was a pleasant surprise. And then the guy that I actually said flat out that I just didn't really want to see the guy play because I don't think he's part of the future, all of a sudden Eric Gonzalez has been the best hitter over the last several games. And those are two guys, I think they're the only two guys that are over 300. And then Colin Moran has the 5 home runs. Other than that, though, now Newman did have 4 hits yesterday. But, man, I one thing I didn't see coming, we knew that Josh Bell, there's inconsistency there. So he's liable to break out at any time after a slow start. I thought Brian Reynolds was almost slump-proof based on, I know he's a young player, but based on what I'd seen last year, both sides of the play, such an even keel, and you're getting nothing from him, really hadn't gotten anything from Newman up till yesterday. Frazier's hit a couple home runs lately, but, you know, in other words, the guys that are supposed to be the players at the top 5 or 6 of the batting order, the Pirates aren't really going to do anything until those guys start to hit on a more consistent basis, right? And you have to give them a chance to hit because they're the guys that are going to be with the team moving forward.
Exactly right. I worried about the length of the lineup and what was the bottom half going to do. You know, coming into the beginning of the season, again, you looked pretty decent, you know, with Reynolds, Newman, Frazier, Bell, Moran, Polanco. And so you wonder what kind of production you're getting from 7, 8, 9, and it seems like the 7, 8, 9 pieces have outperformed, which is insane to me. I do believe like the first week of the season, I'm like, man, these guys are going to have a hard time. I mean, it's just hard to come out of the gate and face top pitching without getting the game reps. I mean, these guys get 40, 50, 60 at bats in spring training for a reason. And even then, sometimes, you know, we talk about the pitchers being ahead. Now that we're 2 weeks in, you know, you would think that they're getting more and more comfortable. But what happens in baseball, unfortunately, is you know, it's a game of confidence, whether you're on the mound or in the batter's box. And so you get off to a slow start, you start to press, you start to change things, you try to figure things out. Well, this isn't working, I got to try this. And it can snowball on you a little bit. I think when you have guys like Newman and Reynolds who've hit the way they've hit, they last year especially, they kind of come out of the gate swinging, and the confidence is high, so you never have that thought process or those negative thoughts as, oh, I got to change this, why isn't this working? And then I think that just kind of piles up on you, and all of a sudden you're fighting mentally to get back into a right place. That's like that with any hitter. We saw Josh Bell, in the month of May last year have a historic month. Okay. Like he never had a thought in his head. He just went up there, saw the ball and hit it. Okay. So then he cooled off and then he started struggling. And then again, thoughts creep into your head. I think that goes with any hitter. And, I am surprised with Reynolds because it does look like this guy every spring, I think it was every, exhibition game against the Indians, first at bat. Boom, the base hit, boom, base hit. I mean, it's like, wow, this guy is slump-proof. This guy just wakes up and can hit. But this game humbles everybody, and we've seen that with him. To have all of these guys struggle at the same time, all the guys you mentioned, Frazier, Reynolds, Newman, Bell, Polanco, now Moran's cooled off. I didn't see that coming. I think they're all too talented to stay below 200 or stay in a funk, and it's just a matter of time, and hopefully it turns around soon. We obviously need more length from our starters. We need our top 6-7 guys in the lineup to produce a little more too, to take some pressure off the pitching.
Hey John, thank you very much, and thanks for, I didn't realize that you were off last week, because I was off and I wasn't really paying attention to the games that were being played. So I hope you had a good time. Thanks for checking in with me early this morning, and hopefully you get some games this week. We'll find out later on today.
Yeah, we'll see. So, yeah, thanks. I appreciate you having me, Jim. Always good to talk to you. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.